The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Well, as you all undoubtedly know by now, it's Oscar Day, and at midnight tonight we'll find out whether or not Jessie Buckley becomes the first Irish woman to win in the Best Actress category. With the backdrop of AI and giant streamers merging, how is Tinseltown actually doing? What do the locals think of the Oscars? Do they like them? Do they even watch? Well, we're joined live from Hollywood by Henry McKean. Good morning, Henry. How are you getting on?
Good morning, Pat. Yes, we are here in the Hollywood Hills. It's very, very exciting. Local people, you're right, in LA, they are feeling the pinch, but the Oscars creates thousands of jobs just for a few weeks. So there's catering. You can get like massive chocolate Oscars. There's hotels and also security and all the people that actually build the show. So a massive crew. It's watched by a global audience of hundreds of millions of people. But that's much lower than the highs in the late 90s when Titanic won. Here are local people and Oscar superfans.
No, I didn't know it was going to be on.
You
knew it was
going to
be on, but no, I didn't. No.
How come you stopped watching?
I'm not really into a lot of that kind of pop culture stuff, I guess.
All that glam and glitz.
Yeah,
and
yeah. I mean, I like the celebrities, but not enough to watch award shows.
We love the Oscars. We love all the movies. We love all the celebrities. We love all the beautiful gowns. We love it.
And what do you think?
I 100% agree, and I probably got her hooked early on.
That's
because
true.
It is a fun show. They always did a great job with the music, and I love going to the movies. So I think I've seen every movie that's up for a Best Picture this
You've
year.
You've seen all 10?
I think so. I think I've seen all of them.
I think you have,
and your
yeah.
favorite
yeah.
Best Picture?
Ooh.
I really liked Hamnet.
Yeah, you did.
Hamnet.
It broke
excellent.
My heart, but I did really love it. The acting was fabulous.
And what about One Battle After Another?
I didn't make it very far in that one. I
really,
didn't really like it.
I liked
I'm
it.
Sorry.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
And do you think the Americans are still watching? Are they still tuned into the Oscars?
Yeah.
Do you think people in LA, you know, benefit from it in a financial way because there's more caterers, there's hotels are booked?
I mean, we're here. We came here to see.
We already saw one celebrity.
Who did you see?
Connor Story from Heated Rivalry.
Wow, where?
Yeah.
we can't say. But we just wanted to see celebrities and be in the mix, so that's why we're here.
The traffic is a little bit of a bear. The road closures are a little inconvenient, but we really came to walk around, and so it's not so bad.
So you're happy enough?
Happy enough, yep.
Will you watch the show? Will you watch the Oscars?
I probably will not watch the Oscars, but that's okay.
How do you feel about all the road closures?
It's kind of sad because it's hard for us to maneuver around town, but I'm glad because the movie stars need to be safe.
So it keeps them safe. It's bringing money into the local economy.
Yeah. Yeah, and you gotta expect all this traffic from Hollywood, right?
It's packed. It's a lot of traffic going on. Very hard to maneuver, and it's pretty bad.
All the streets are blocked off. There's too many people out here.
Too many people out there, including Henry McKean. Now, Henry, this is a big American set piece, and there are those who maybe do not wish America well, who might want to take advantage of the public nature of the Oscars and all the hoopla and might try to embarrass America with this or even worse. So how is security?
Pat, you're right. Security is very, very tight with the backdrop of the Iran war. There are snipers on the roof to keep us safe. And even yesterday, an alarm went off in the shopping center linked to the Dolby Theater, and we were asked to leave. Very tight security. There's nerves as well. And also remember, when we take this whole area, this movie-making massive machine, LA, in a way, never really recovered from COVID or the writer's strike. My understanding is jobs are 50% down in the industry. I met this Oscar worker backstage on the red carpet before the stars are due to arrive.
I'm Josh Wader from the Directors Guild of America.
Josh, we're backstage at the red carpet. How is pre-planning going? How are you getting on?
This team is incredibly organized. They're making it very, very easy. Having done this so many years, it's an honor to work with all these guys. They're so great.
How is Hollywood doing in general? I mean, is this the pinnacle of everything Hollywood stands for, handing out these statuettes?
Well, it's just nice to see people working right now. And thank goodness that this is one of those shows that always is here every year. And they're very loyal to the teams that make this work.
Because it's been hard, hasn't it? With the writer's strike, with AI with competition from around the world for Hollywood.
I feel very bad for the writers. AI has been incredibly destructive to Hollywood.
And jobs, is there still enough jobs to go around?
No, there are not enough jobs.
So it's tough.
It's very tough for a lot of people straight across the board.
Now, that's extraordinary where that man said it's good to see people working. So clearly a lot of people are out of work. So the question is, Henry, how many films are still made in Hollywood compared to around the rest of the world, even in Ireland, for example?
Yeah, really, really down. For example, in Ireland, we offer big tax incentives. That's changing here. They are trying to introduce incentives so that movies come back. And remember, in Ireland, we've got great casts, great food, great crew, so they're coming. I got to visit, Pat, kind of a dream come true, the set of the new Baywatch TV show. And we have a European exclusive going out tomorrow on Moncrief about real lifeguards in this new rebooted show. I got to meet Brian O'Hearn. He's a set maker on Venice Beach where he built a lifeguard station. And it looks so real, I asked to use the toilet. And I was told, actually, it's just a massive prop. We have no toilets.
Well, I think we've lost a lot of it due to the lack of tax incentives, which Gavin Newsom was late on. But his tax incentives just got implemented, which gave birth to this new set that we built and the sets at Fox Studios. So I think I know a lot of my friends have been out of work for months and years. I've been very fortunate. I am in year 30 of building it. Movie sets.
Wow, so you would have built lots.
I've done every CSI. My favorite show was That 70s Show.
You built that?
I did that. I've done movies like Spider-Man, Batman. Oh, geez. I won't bore you with the list. It goes on. I have 48,000 hours of set construction.
And a lot of that industry has gone
LA. It's gone away because I think California has shot themselves in the foot by not giving tax incentives. And by the time that they did, which I'm fortunate that Gavin Newsom finally did this tax incentive where we have work coming back now, but it's a little like a day late and a dollar short because so many people are out of work still. But like I said, I've been fortunate. I'm on 911. I took the day off. But we'll be working through the weekend to get those sets done for the next episode. But I've been very blessed and fortunate to continue working. But that's not the case for probably 50% of the population that works in the film and television industry.
So many friends are struggling.
Very, very much so struggling. You know, it's gone. This almost went to Australia. You know, I don't know. Greg is a friend of mine. We met, you know, he's the creator. Greg Bonin is the creator of Baywatch. And he's been very kind and generous, and he insisted I come out today. So, we came out, and just proud to be a part of this and not be Baywatch Australia, but be Baywatch LA, which obviously is the original. It went 11 seasons from 1989 and through the 90s. So I'm just proud to be a part of it, and it's very special for me to keep it in LA. Just proud of that.
So that's Brian O'Hearn, and with a name like that, we know where his heritage lies, a set builder in LA. And finally, Henry, have you got a ticket?
I do. I'm actually going to the Oscars. Normally, I end up going to the Vanity Fair party. I go to the pre-parties and the after-parties, but I am this year going into the Oscars. So I'm extremely excited, and all eyes are obviously on St. Patrick's weekend, and fingers crossed for Jesse Buckley.
Well, Henry, we better let you get to bed then, so you'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for the show tonight. And of course, you'll be reporting on our social channels and on various programs across News Talk with the good news, hopefully, tomorrow. Henry McKean in Hollywood, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.